Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Angela Cerbi from the Venice Festival, and I'm here in a Zoom meeting with Dong Mei Li, the director of Mama from China. The film is showing the Giornata degli Autori. And so welcome to Fred Radio, Dong Mei.
Thank you.
My first question is about the story of the film, because it's not a simple story. It's something that is related to your life personally. This week in the summer of the 90s of this girl that lives in rural China. And it's not just a story that you made up. It's something that is very personal, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's actually based on my true life experience. My mom. It's a film for me to say goodbye to my mom and the little girl in the film called Xiao Xian. You can say it's part of me, how I remember the past about my mom.
Yeah, because the film tells the story of this week and this life of this young girl in rural China, where in this week, a lot of stuff happens. And the most tragic thing is that this girl loses her mom. And I wanted to ask you, knowing that it's a very personal story, was it difficult for you to transform it into a tale for everybody, being your own personal tale? Was it something that was difficult for you to do?
Yes, it is quite difficult because, you know, the real story happened about 28, now it's about 28 years ago. So, but when I think about my past, that week, about my mom's death, kind of keep coming back to me. So, after I finished my film school, I decided to make, I wrote other stories too, but in the end, I decided to make this one. It was a really hard decision because I knew it's going to be very emotional, very hard. And I was just crying when I was talking to the actress, because you were so real and so overwhelming, even after 28 years. All the memory about my mom and all the sudden death of my mother. Yeah, it's not easy.
But did you find some relief, some like closure once you finished it? Did it serve you well, this film, for your personal story, your personal life, internal life?
It's such a nice question you asked, because it's very, very important for me to have this chance to use film as a way to express my, sadness or I always felt I didn't have the chance to say goodbye to my mom and also to say goodbye to a 12-year-old girl. So use this film, Mama, I had this chance to go back to that time and to kind of look at myself as to look at that 12-year-old girl and say, look, now it's a chance for you to face something you don't want to face. You want to turn back. But with film, when I wrote down those words and also when I was trying to make those words into images, into pictures, and with all the actors, some of them look very much like my mom, like the main actress. She looks like my mom a little bit. So there was no way for me to hide and no way to just say, okay, you have to do it. And you made a decision. In the end, I said, look, I'm going to say goodbye to my mom. I still think about her. I still, feel sad to lose her. But I think it's very important for me to start my real film career with this film because it's so close to me. And I have to learn to be very, very honest to when I do this film. And I feel it makes me stronger. And I have this chance to reconcile with my with the 12-year-old girl. I mean, still some of emotions still here. But what's something apart from the film, it's after I finished the film is I was talking to my friends. I said, look, I finished a film I really wanted to make. I really wanted to express about my mom, about my past. And now I'm pregnant. So just brilliant. Soon after I finish. Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. My first baby will be in this world in about 7 months, 6 or 7 months. So it's a miracle. And I got a chance to be a mom too.
So you managed to have your closure with your mom, and now you have a new start as a mom. That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you something that was really fascinating to me on the film, and then I read from the press that it's actually real. You lived in this house in the country, in the rural China, where in the 90s you had no television, you had no radio. Everything that was told to you was told through stories by older people, by the old people. So there was like this kind of transmission of traditions and of tales that were not through media, but they were through voices, through persons. And how this way of absorbing stories affected your filmmaking and your imagination?
That's really, it's, how do I say, because my granddad, he didn't know how to write his name, but he's a very great, he was a great storyteller. And so he's, the way he's telling stories, even including my dad or my neighbors, they were very, so the stories were very imagery. So they would say, oh, there were people, you know, 9 people got killed and scattered all the heads. And it's very kind of a horrible story sometimes. They were very vivid. And because I didn't have a chance to, I didn't have a TV. So it kind of made me imagine. I would kind of making those images in my head. It's probably my luck to not to watch everything on film, on TV. So my imagination has never been limited by, you know, there are certain image of, you know, dead people or foreign country. So my imagination is kind of wild. I don't have to follow any kind of standards. Think, oh, this is a great picture, so I will have a concept. So there was no such thing, which is very, I think it's very good. I never feel without watching TV in my childhood is a big miss in my life.
Yeah, probably a big miss, but watching your film, it was good because it gave you the possibility of being so imaginative and so visually creative that I think that it's one of the best aspects of your film, the way you are able to tell us this very simple life under so with such a wide imagination. So it's really beautiful, and I thank you for that.
Thank you, Angelo. Thank you for saying that.
Well, Domé, I thank you very much for having been available for us from China to Venice. And I wish you all the luck with your life, your baby, and your film as well. So thank you very much for having been with us. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you, Angelo. Thank you very much.
Bye. Mm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.